The fire brigade and rescuers try to free people trapped inside. Outside, residents stand near the burned-out apartment block and smoke billows after the early morning attack in Grivnyi Rih, the hometown of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Authorities say that a massive Russian missile strike caused this enormous fire, killing several people and injuring dozens more. The attack added to the suffering endured by thousands in this region. This town is just a half-hour drive from the vast reservoir emptied last week by the destruction of a dam that flooded much of southern Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine blame each other for the dam's destruction. Moscow denies intentionally targeting civilians, although it has recently stepped up missile and drone attacks on Ukrainian cities. The attacks come as Ukraine unleashed a long-awaited counteroffensive to recapture territory held by Russian troops. Kiev claims that its forces have recaptured 7 settlements, but Moscow has played down any progress. Additionally, well-informed Russian sources claim one of Moscow's high-ranking generals has been killed in Ukraine, but officials have not confirmed this. Elsewhere, the Russian Defense Ministry has shared footage allegedly showing the capture of Western-made military vehicles provided to the Ukrainian army. Yet with clashes ongoing, questions have been raised about when the war will end. Hundreds of thousands have been killed or injured, while millions are uprooted by Europe's bloodiest armed conflict so far this century. There are also concerns about the possible further escalation of the war, with the autocratic Belarusian leader, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, speaking Tuesday about the deployment of Russian tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Alexander Lukashenko said they would serve as a deterrent against a potential aggressor and that there should, in his words, be no hesitation in using them if required. President Putin said on Friday that Russia would start deploying tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus on July 7th and 8th after special storage facilities are prepared. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.